Very good.
I have a question, though. Do you guys really do the banter back and forth?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Is it done, like, in a mock way, or how do you guys do it? Because I've never seen you guys. I need to see you guys.
We literally take whatever the most interesting thing, like, is with what we just did or what is going on in the room at that time.
Nachos.
And we start to talk about it. So, like, yeah, nachos lend itself perfectly.
There was Al DeLuco Tool. That was funny.
I started talking about... We did an Irish song, an original Irish song. And I started talking about our background, which is that Mike and I are both Irish-Italian. And then we started to talk about other famous Irish-Italians. And then I started to name all the ones I knew, and I got a brain freeze, and I could only think of Jay Leno. And then Mike comes up with – he made something up.
Al DeLuco. Tour.
Right. Who owned – what did he do?
He owns a bar up in Midtown.
Midtown, Los Angeles. Right. Right. So
where's Midtown?
Right. That's the question I
have. It's not too far east, but it's also not too far west. It's just sort of in the middle.
Right. What? Because if it was too far west
– it's by the train track.
It would be Midwest Town.
It would be
in
the ocean. It would be Midwest Town, and it would be in the ocean. Right. Yes.
So that's how we do our banter. That actually got a really
big laugh. Actually, the reason I ask is that when I was first getting on the road, I ended up seeing – I was working in Winnemucca, Nevada. Yeah.
Nice. That's hot.
Big time.
And no, it was Elko. It was Elko, Nevada. It was still the day after,
it's still
the day
good.
After
better.
Winnemucca.
It's still
and
good.
The Nelson twins were on a big reunion tour.
No. Yeah. Shit.
Holy shit, I've never laughed so hard in my entire life.
Intentionally?
Yeah, I was laughing at them.
But no, was their humor intentional or no?
No.
Okay.
No, and they're ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, like, it's first of all, it's Matthew and Gunnar Nelson. And
Gunnar.
Yeah, and they had cut their hair. All right, the studio's falling apart.
Mike, and they had... that's never happened before.
I like it.
Something new every day.
Just loop that all over.
Rick Nelson's pissed. They're making fun of his kids.
Do they still have the long hair?
They had cut it. They had cut it, and this was their We're Hip, We're New, We're Back. And right. But they were doing all of their dad's songs. And they literally, at one point in time, one of them goes, "Hey, Matthew." And the other guy goes, "Yeah, Gunner." I mean, it was so hokey.
That's terrible.
But wait, here's what happens. So they go, "Hey, Matthew." "Yeah, Gunner. You seem kind of down, brother." "I'll be honest with you. I am kind of down, brother." "Why so blue?"
Oh my God, that was one of the
and
jokes
I'm,
when we were
I'm in the back of the room, drunk, pissed off, and freaking out and laughing. And the other comic that was, "Calm down, Alicia." And security's starting to look at me, and I'm howling because it was just the most obviously awkward and funny thing.
It sounds to me like they were tuning up their show for Branson.
Right, but he goes, "So why are you so lonely, brother?" You know, or whatever. And they kept going, "Brother," which was just very like, "Ooh." And then he goes, "Well, there was a... I'll be honest with you," and they're playing guitar, of course, while this whole thing is going on. There was a lovely lady that I was talking to just before the show, and now she was blonde, and I don't know where she is. And then the spotlight comes down and like goes over the audience and stops on the girl. She totally freaks out.
It's so ridiculous.
Let me tell you something. That is exactly the show you would see if Mike and a clone of Mike did Hero Style.
Yeah.
If I was Hero Style, that's exactly what you would see.
If it was Mike squared.
"Hey, Mike." "Yeah, old boy."
So I don't know what happened after that, because the other comic was like, "We're leaving." And I was like, "No, this is great.
That's outstanding.
I
want
to go."
It's like the scene from Fear and Loathing where they go to the Debbie Reynolds concert. That's awesome.
That's creepy. Hilarious.